Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Have a pleasant, good Easter morning to you. This is Pat Githens with Freedom's Call. Glad you could join us today. Easter is always a special time for me because it was Easter Sunday night, 1968, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And so this morning, we're going to do things a little differently on the broadcast, and we'll explain that as we go along. But when we talk about the crucifixion of Jesus, and also the resurrection of Jesus, we can't help but notice the important role that the Scriptures give to the women disciples. For example, in the book of John in chapter 19, as Jesus was on the cross, there were at least five of His disciples there close to the cross, close enough that Jesus could communicate with them. Four of those were women. Three of those were named Mary. One of those Marys was the mother of Jesus. The fifth one that we have record of there was John the Apostle. And so Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciples standing by whom He loved. He saith unto His mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith He to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Now, this is an interesting story because Jesus had brothers and sisters. And certainly, Mary was their mother. But yet, Jesus made sure she had a spiritual home in which to live, because His brothers and sisters at that time were not believers that He indeed was the Savior, the Messiah. And so it is, the Bible says that John from that hour took her into his own house and treated her like his mother. Well, as I said, there were these women there at the cross as Jesus was being crucified. They were not fearful for their lives. They certainly braved the crowd and the jeering crowd and the mocking crowd, and there they were at the foot of the cross, and certainly Mary was not going to be persuaded not to be there. And so I believe John was there to comfort those women at that particular time. The other disciples had fled and were following Jesus afar off. Whether they were observing the crucifixion, maybe so, but it would be from a distance. And so it is that we have the crucifixion, but without the resurrection, the crucifixion would not have the meaning that it has for us. And we talked about the cross of Jesus last week on the broadcast. I want to play a song that you folks over at Crestview Baptist, I've got two of Elaine's songs that I'm going to play on the broadcast this morning. And one she liked to sing, it was one of her favorites. And you've heard her sing it many, many times, but I never get tired of listening to it. When He Was on the Cross.
I'm not on an ego trip. Oh, I'm nothing on my own. I've made mistakes and I've often slipped. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind.
he was on the cross. I was on his mind. What a beautiful song. They took his body down before the evening set in and placed it in a sepulcher. And then on the first day of the week, John chapter 20, on the first day of the week, we see that Mary Magdalene, while it was still early and yet dark, came unto the sepulcher and saw that the stone had been rolled away. And she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher. We know not where they have laid him. Now other women also were there. Whether Mary Magdalene got there before they did or not, John said that she came first. But there was others that came with her, and maybe she went ahead. I don't know. But nevertheless, they found the tomb empty. And she ran and told the disciples about it. They didn't believe her. They came, and they saw that the tomb was empty, and they went back to the house. If you'll read the four gospel accounts, you'll get all this story. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. So Mary is the first to witness the resurrected Christ. And then she runs and tells the disciples again about meeting Jesus. Well, as I said, they crucified Christ. They put him in a sepulcher, but certainly he didn't stay, for on the morning of the third day, he came forth from the tomb alive forevermore. Again, here's Elaine singing Gone.
Mary came unto the tomb of Jesus. Oh, the stone had moved and he had gone away. The angels said, Fear not, I know whom seek ye. Oh, he has risen, this she heard him say. Gone, the stone has rolled back, gone, the tomb is empty, gone, to sit at his father's side. If you don't know this risen Savior, oh, I beg of you, don't wait too late to pray. Don't wait until the bride has been completed. until you hear him say, too late. Gone, the stone has grown back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, to sit at his father's side. He's gone, over death triumphant. Gone, sin is defeated. Gone, and he lives forevermore. I know that he's gone. You see, the stone has rolled back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, to sit at his father's side. He's gone, over death triumphant. Gone, sin is defeated. Gone, and he lives forevermore. He is gone, but he lives.
Serve a risen Savior. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. That's all the time that we have. This is Pat Githin saying to you and yours, have a great Easter day and be sure to worship the Lord in the church of your choice this morning. Until next week at the same time, Lord willing, we'll say so long.